I'm here with Val Wengler, Executive Director of the Gallup Community Health Clinic, and with Chris Pickart, who is Director of a new behavioral health program at Gallup Community Health. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
Just recently, Gallup Community Health moved to the old College Clinic location.
So for the first 18 months of Gallup Community Health, we were over on Aztec, sort of there behind Walgreens, and really loved that space. It was great for us in the beginning because we were able to start out really small when we were a small organization. But as we've grown, we needed more space, more exam rooms, more space for our staff members. And so the opportunity came up to lease the space at 2111 College, which was, as you mentioned, the old College Clinic building. And it's been fantastic. We moved everything this last Friday, started seeing patients out of there this week. And the staff really came together and did a very nice job getting things ready. So it's been great to have the space. Patients have commented that it looks really nice. And so we're really excited to be there.
Proportionally, how much more space do you have now?
I think the easiest comparison, so at our previous space, we had 13 exam rooms, and we have just over 40 at the new space. So it's a significant upgrade in the physical space.
Excellent. And Chris, you're just beginning to develop a behavioral health program out of Gallup Community Health. Could you, in a nutshell, tell me a bit about what the biggest hurdles are going to be as you start this up?
Yeah. You know, we, from the get-go, when we started Gallup Community Health a year and a half ago, we knew that, as many community members know, that we have not nearly enough behavioral health in this area to serve the need. And so we had on our sort of long-term plan to build that out and to have in-house behavioral health. And so with the help of some state incentive money, we've been able to begin to build out that program. So that's going to be behavioral health that's in the clinic. And we have a really exciting new design for that, wherein primary care and behavioral health is fully integrated together. So they're not sort of two separate services for a patient, but they work together really quickly and really well, serving sort of the whole person in a as needed basis. The hardest thing, there's lots to learn about billing and lots of things that I hadn't known about before that I'm getting a grip on. I think the hardest thing with behavioral health is recruiting, because there just are not the numbers of providers in the state altogether, and certainly not in our community. And I'm really, what I don't want to do is just reshuffle the behavioral health providers who are already in the area. I really want to bring more into our area and increase that overall number. So recruitment so far has been the most challenging part.
You both come from some years with RMCH, and my understanding is that Gallup Community Health really began as a way to augment healthcare that was not being adequately addressed by the hospital. Would you care to speak to that philosophy, Val?
Yeah, for sure. I may have told this story before, but you know, Gallup Community Health, the very first time a group of us met was in my backyard about 2 years ago. There were a group of a few physicians, a few healthcare workers, who really were concerned about primary care access for our community and how we could make sure that patients had access to the care that they needed. One of the other things that we were aware of was that there were a number of providers and healthcare professionals that were either considering moving out of the community or retiring perhaps before they were ready to fully retire. And we really wanted to find a way to bring those two together, to be able to keep great providers in the community and also be able to increase that primary care access. And that model has proven really effective. We're up to almost 7,000 patients now, about 15 providers that work with us, not all in a full-time capacity. Like I said, some were near retirement and want to work a few days or a few half days a week, and that works great in our model. So that's sort of the history of how Gallup Community Health came to be. And, you know, I think one of the nice things about our new location is that we are close to the hospitals. When I have a patient admitted to the hospital, I can go over on my lunch break and check in on them and let them know that when they're ready for discharge, I'll be ready to see them in clinic. It's easier for our patients that need x-rays or services that we can't offer at the clinic to be able to access those whenever we're located there close by the hospital. Yeah, I think that, you know, we identified and are happy to be meeting that important need, but we also want to be good partners to the other healthcare facilities.
Could you tell me a bit about the balance of outpatient care versus any overnight stays?
Yeah, right now we are an outpatient facility. We see patients from pediatrics, so from newborns, all the way through the elderly. We do a fair amount of prenatal care and women's health. We stepped into that gap whenever services became difficult for women to access. That was about just over a year ago now. So right now we're really focused on the outpatient setting. A few of us do maintain what's called admitting privileges at Rehoboth, meaning that if I have a patient that I feel like needs to be admitted to the hospital, I do have some ability to, you know, review their records. In some situations, I could admit them directly. We haven't done much of that, but it's certainly something that we'll continue to explore.
With the recent changes in management at RMCH, have you seen any shift in the overall professional relationship between Gallup Community Health and the hospital?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we met with the current interim CEO there early on, Bill Patton. He was great. He was very cordial, really clear that he wants to know how to best work with other community providers and other community clinics. And so we've had some ongoing communication since that time, and I think that's been a really good step in the right direction for the hospital.
I know that there have been some years of struggle, both community forums, feedback, et cetera. And while Gallup Community Health is not directly related to that, it is a part and parcel of the overall process of dealing with some of the issues that have arisen at RMCH.
Yeah, again, I think that, you know, our focus really is on, so our mission statement, right, is to make excellent care accessible to everyone, regardless of ability to pay. And so, you know, we really are focused on making sure that we're providing the best care, again, that we're keeping great people in the community that want to provide that care, and doing it in a way that anybody can come through our doors. We do have, you know, a sliding scale, so if individuals don't have insurance coverage, it's not a barrier. We're really able to take care of everybody. We have walk-in availability daily, evening and weekend hours to try to make it more accessible for people that have jobs or kids in school, ways that make it difficult to come during regular business hours. I think that, you know, certainly there has been there have been challenges in the local healthcare environment, and we try to just stay focused on, you know, what we can do to help be you know, a positive solution.
You mentioned that you've seen some 7,000 patients. How many healthcare providers, workers, and support staff are involved with Gallup Community Health at this point?
Yeah, we have over 40 employees now. We've quadrupled that in about a year. We started with four of us a year and a half ago. We knew we'd grow, but we had no idea we would grow that quickly. It's been a surprise to to all of us and a real testament to our community, that community members and our professional community members who really, really want to do the work. I mean, they're very committed to the work. They're very committed to our community members. And when you can, we've been able to just say, go, you know, do your thing, to the pediatricians who have come on board, some folks who retired but still really want to do the work. And it's been just pretty amazing to watch them. When you let them do the work as they want to, treat them like professionals, they just dive in. And it's quite wonderful. So yeah, we have a great staff. We're really, really fortunate to have a very enthusiastic staff, a very skilled staff. We saw that really in this move up to this new space, because their families were there helping paint all week. They were there on their off hours, setting things up, just willingly and enthusiastically. It was fun to see.
While I don't believe this is set up necessarily as a co-op, some aspects of how I understand the operation feels a little like a co-op. Could you describe the business model as you see it?
Yeah, so GCH was established as a nonprofit, and you know, community is in the name for a reason, right? We really felt like this was a community need and also a community effort. And so, as Chris mentioned, we've seen this over and over. Certainly, many community members came and helped with painting and repairs and moving the really heavy exam beds. They're really heavy. That was just another example of the community really coming together to help us and to help promote and support their healthcare. One of my favorite examples of that was, again, about a year ago when we took on prenatal healthcare. The malpractice premium to be able to offer prenatal services was quite high. And the community, in just a couple of weeks, maybe 10 days, came together and raised $20,000 to help us pay that malpractice, the difference in the malpractice premium to be able to offer those services. So whenever we've reached out, whenever we've needed help, absolutely, the community has stepped up over and over to make it happen.
Since you have moved to this larger space, I'm sure it'll take a while to fully utilize that space. In addition to your staff of 40, are there any possibilities of occasional consulting health professionals coming over?
Yeah, really great question, and definitely something that we're working on. We recognize that there are there's specialty care that our community members need. And for some people, it's really challenging to get to Albuquerque or Farmington to get that care. So that's something that our board of directors is looking at, something that I'm looking at currently, is how we can best help meet some of that need.
One of the things that we have in this new space is some group space, which we did not have before. And that's going to be fun to roll that out. We're going to have some behavioral health groups coming up, some substance use groups, grief support group. And one thing that we'll probably roll out quite soon is a chronic conditions group for people who deal with, some of the really complicated health conditions. We have a clinical pharmacist and an MA who have some special training in managing those. They're both excellent. And so just having the room to do some of those community groups, and also inviting other, you know, we could have AA groups in there. We could have community health groups that are not necessarily, you know, run or owned by us. And that's fun to have the space to be able to invite some other people who need space to do the good work that they're doing.
In some area, IHS hospital grounds, Genesis over on the east side, they incorporate a few aspects of indigenous tradition, like Hogan, etc. While I realize there probably isn't space for that, you meant that you have a meeting space there. Is there some possibility of involving occasionally some indigenous spiritual or health practitioners?
Yeah, Definitely. We were just talking last week, a few of us, about one of the local practitioners who has a lot of experience in doing some talking circles and certainly getting those folks involved and doing the good work of native and spiritual healing is going to be really important to our patients, to our community.
It seems like a natural facet of the behavioral health program.
Yeah, definitely. It is very natural. And I don't think we'd be doing a good job if we didn't incorporate that.
Right. But I think the current grounds wouldn't actually allow for a physical hogan to be built. I'm not too familiar
with it. Not right now.
It. No.
No.
No. Maybe a lean-to. Mm-hmm. If looking ahead 5, even 10 years, what are some hopes for what you'd like to achieve that you haven't quite gotten to yet?
Oh, that's such a fun question. Thank you, Rachel. You know, I think that in the short term, a few of the things that we're looking at, you know, Chris has talked about this behavioral health model, which I'll just say as a physician, I'm super excited about, because the ability for me to see a patient in clinic, recognize that they have a behavioral health need, and immediately walk them over to someone who can help them with that is that's going to be, I think, transformative for our practice and for a lot of our patients. We also are working on a partnership with a local pharmacy. The vision there is that, again, if I see a patient in clinic, the pharmacy will be co-located there with us. They can immediately go and pick up their prescription, leave our facility having, you know, completed that without having to go somewhere else. Sometimes with when we send prescriptions out, a pharmacy might be out of something or there might be an insurance issue. And so it can be, you know, a bit of a headache for patients to try to get the medication. Whereas if that pharmacy is right there in the same facility, if there's an issue, they can let me know immediately. We can, again, make sure that the patient leaves the facility with the medication that they need. And then I think, you know, you talked about specialty care. I think that's an important future direction for us. And then at some point, you know, I recognize that there are a lot of outlying communities that even getting to Gallup for care is quite the trek. So I think at some point we'll be thinking about, are there places where we should have a satellite that might make it easier for another community to access care?
Maybe even a converted RV for a mobile unit.
Yeah, I think, you know, making care available where people need it is really key.
I don't have much more to ask about, but what are some things that you would like the community to specifically know about? What are some things that Gallup Community Health could actually accept from the community or use from the community?
That's a great question, Rachel. One thing I did want to bring up that we haven't said yet, we had an exciting day on Friday because that's the day we moved to our new space. That's also the day that we got a email saying that we received our designation to be a federally qualified healthcare center lookalike. That would take a whole nother show to go into all that means. But one of the really important things that means is that we're in it for the long haul. And that designation makes us, makes this whole thing doable. Healthcare in rural New Mexico is tough. It's very hard to make it financially. and this designation of federally qualified help, that's for communities that do not have enough healthcare access, and it helps to keep those bodies going. That's a really big deal, and that means that in 10 years we are still going to be here. We're going to be here in 20 years, and that's a super exciting shift.
And as getting back to the other ask on what the community might be able to offer to help the clinic sustain.
You know, Rachel, I think the most important thing that we need right now is just help. I still, on a regular basis, run into people who are like, I just don't know where to go. That people that haven't heard of Gallup Community Health, and certainly with the move, you know, we have patients going to our old location, trying to figure out where we've gone to. So I think what would be most helpful to us right now is just that help getting the word out, letting people know, hey, they're there, they do a great job, they can see you same day if something comes up. We have a fantastic pediatrics team. I know that sometimes it's been hard to get children in for appointments in the area, and we can see kids, you know, as early as tomorrow. I think we have availability. So just letting people know that about your experiences. Hopefully they've been good, and hopefully you would recommend that your friends and family come check us out. I think that's the biggest thing right now, is that we just want to make this available to as many people as we can manage, as many people as possible. And we certainly have capacity to take that on right now.
Chris, you were talking about what I wouldn't see it as an accreditation necessarily, but as a buy-in for federal monies eventually. With regard to participation in insurance, how is that going with regard to participation with the different insurance options available and Medicare?
Yeah, so we take Medicaid, Medicare, and most of the major private payers, commercial payers as well. So, and as I mentioned, we do have a sliding scale. We're able to see individuals that don't have insurance, or even individuals that are what's called underinsured. So they might have a high copay or high deductible. If they meet our income requirements, we can help work through that and get those fees waived if they are causing a barrier to care. So just about any insurance that local folks are on, we can take, and we're happy to see you.
Projecting forward, how soon do you expect that all of your 40 staff members, yourself included, will have an adequate salary income to maintain your way of life here?
Thank you. I think we're there. So we certainly have a few providers that continue to volunteer with us, which is fantastic. But at this point, I'm happy to have been paid for quite a while at this point. And I think that we offer one of our sort of founding principles was that everyone that works with us would be provided a living wage and a salary that would allow them to do what they need to here in town. And so we do that and are able to, pay all of our providers. Again, so grateful for those that allowed us to defer that until we got to this point. But from a financial perspective, things are definitely stable right now. And then this designation will allow us to continue to build and explore new things.
KGLP.org, our website, does have the memo about the recent move to the old College Clinic location. That's up on the PSAs and events page. We've been making an announcement about that. But aside from those kinds of announcements, if there are any other events or such that you would like to share, then we can add those.
Great, thank you. Yep, you'll be seeing some groups open to community members, and we'd love to advertise those through you.
Is there anything else that you might like to share with our listeners today?
I have one more thing. It's a little confusing, all these moves. RMCH College Clinic moved over to their Red Rock Clinic. We moved up to their old College Clinic. It's confusing to a lot of people. So if everyone would bear with us, and also, as Val said, just get the word out that where you're going for what.
How important is that short-term signage at the old location that points people in the right direction?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important. And, you know, one of the things that I do want people to know is that it is confusing. People are sometimes going to go to the wrong place. come anyways. We're not going to turn you away because you were late because you went to the wrong facility. We totally understand that it's a transition time. So just come see us. We'll make it happen.
If anyone wants to reach Gallup Community Health, what are the best ways to contact you for questions or even appointments?
Absolutely. So our main phone line is 505-397-5172. Again, that's 505-397-5172. Or you can always email info@gallupcommunityhealth.org. And that comes straight to me. So I will help route it to wherever it needs to be to get an appointment or otherwise be addressed.
All right. I've been speaking with Val Wengler, Executive Director of Gallup Community Health, and with Chris Pickart, who is the Director of the new Behavioral Health Program that's starting up out of there.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.